There is something about the name of Jesus. Lord, there's something about the name of Jesus.
Something about the name.
Yeah.
Something about the name of. Oh, yeah. It is the sweetest name under the sky.
Yeah.
I know.
Boy, you better sing it, son.
Oh, how I love the name.
Plainly speaking, the name of Jesus is a synonym. It's a synonym. The definition of a synonym are words that have similar meaning, the same or similar meaning. When you hear Yeshua, when you hear Yahawashah, Messiah, Yahawah, Jesus, these are all words that have the same or similar meaning. Matter of fact, I went and Googled Jesus just for you. I went and Googled Jesus, and the first article that came up was a Wikipedia article. And look what it said. Most Christians believe Jesus to be the incarnation of God's Son and the awaited Messiah, the Christ that is prophesied in the Hebrew Bible, the Christ, the Messiah that is prophesied in the Hebrew Bible. That's the definition of what most people believe the word Jesus means. So that means that Yeshua, which also means the awaited Christ that is prophesied in the Hebrew Bible, that means Yahawashah, which also means the awaited Christ that is prophesied in the Hebrew Bible. Jesus, Yahawah, all of these are synonyms, words that mean the same thing. Lord, I'm preaching to somebody right now. Isaiah 9:6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace," all referring to the same man. There is something about the name of Jesus.
How did I feel about Jesus when I call your name? Just like that. When the Holy Ghost starts moving, y'all know. You won't leave me alone. Everybody sing in one tongue, something, y'all.
Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name Jesus.
Sweetest name.
It's the sweetest name.
Sweetest name, my Lord.
There is something about the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know I'm telling the truth. You know I'm telling the truth. Devils flee when they hear the name of Jesus. I was in the grocery store the other day with my brother. Oh my God, I'm preaching. I was in the grocery store the other day with my brother, and I had to whisper what I was saying. I said, we were on the phone. I'm saying, Jesus. People walking by me, they going to get grow. They getting milk. Oh my Lord, Jesus. I'm sorry, Jesus. I'm telling you, and my brother was on the bus. He talking to me. He whispered, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's scared to say Jesus out loud on the bus. You know what I'm saying? Lord, I'm preaching. 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of God. There is something about the name of Jesus. And ye shall be hated by all men, by all people, because of my name's sake. Now, wait a minute. Does anybody hate anybody over the name Yeshua? You can wear Yeshua on your shirt. You can put as many Hebrew letters as you want on your shirt. You can walk in the gym with Yeshua, with Yahawashah. You can walk anywhere with them with the Hebrew name of Christ on your shirt. You can go anywhere with that. You go to the Grammys with Jesus. Oh, my God. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? Y'all playing. You will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. I never thought in the history of the world that I'd be living in a time where people would hate to hear the name of Jesus. I'm telling y'all the truth. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. You can look at the comments. People are actually, look, it's like screeching on a chalkboard. This name, give them a, people, somebody wrote, oh, somebody got to him. Somebody got to him for saying the name Jesus. Oh my God. You see where we at today in these world? We in the last days. We are literally in the last days, and people hate the name Jesus just as the scripture foretold that it would be. Oh my God, but Jesus has been too good to me. Jesus has brought me out of too many storms. I give all glory to God, all glory to his name. There is something about the name of Jesus. So in the original message, I had said that I have never prayed for anything in Jesus' name or prayed to Jesus and asked for had a prayer and asked for something that didn't get answered. And I said in the comments, and I asked a question in the video, in the original message, hey, put in the comments if this has ever happened to you. Have you ever prayed to Christ? And when you prayed, was your prayer answered when you prayed to Jesus? And Lord, many people wrote, people direct messaged me, people commented, people. And so you had a group of people. And you know this because you've lived long. If you're over 25, you live long enough. Especially you're over 30. I'm 38. You live long enough to know that people have said, I've been healed because of Jesus. And you know what I mean? I was on drugs and because of Jesus. And so you've seen people write on the comments. I was in debt and Jesus got me out of debt. I bought a house. Jesus had I was homeless and Jesus sheltered me. You don't want to hear what I'm saying. Had a broken relationship, but Jesus restored it. Jesus didn't cast out demons and devils and evil spirits away from me. Jesus didn't got me out of debt. You've seen that was people's personal testimony. And the scripture in John 14 and 12 confirms what they are saying is actually true. It says very, very John 14 and 12. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I have been doing. And they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And that's what people wrote in the comments. They said that that they asked for anything in Christ. Oh, Lord. And they said Christ answered them, or Jesus, and that prayer was answered. But then you seen people comment back and say, look at this. The devil did that. This is finna get good. This is finna good. They said that it was the devil that healed him. Oh my God. They said Satan got you out of jail. Oh my God. They said it was the devil that brought you out of homelessness. Oh my God. Did you know this exact same argument happened in the scriptures? This exact same argument happened with Christ. Literally, the law keepers had the nerve to say this to Jesus himself, Matthew 12 and 24. But when the Pharisees heard this, they said, oh, it is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this fella, Jesus, drives out demons. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said to them, every kingdom divided against itself would be ruined, and every city or household divided against itself will not stand, meaning that Satan will not drive out Satan. Demons do not drive out demons. Evil does not do good. Evil only does evil, and good only does good. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. Why on earth would Satan heal you if you were sick? It'd be better off for Satan to leave you sick. Why on earth would Satan feed you if you was hungry? Why on earth would Satan shelter you when you needed a place to stay? And the whole time, all these people are testifying that they yelled, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about the name of Jesus. You a liar if you say it ain't. You an absolute effing liar if you say it's not. These people are insane in the last days, and I'm trying to wake somebody up right now. Oh my God. I'm trying to wake somebody. I feel like I was asleep with you. Look, you had me up in the corner asleep with you. God, I feel a power in that name. I told this in one of my scriptures a long time ago. I said, you know, when the black Christ show up, I said, you know, right now we're being beat up by the police, and, you know, they police brutaling us, and they're pressing us in their court systems, and, you know, they're pressing us in a wealthy economy, and everything that they're doing to us in the Americas and worldwide, right, as, you know, the scattered, cursed people. And I said, but when the black Christ show up, it's like when you was finna get jumped at school and your dad show up, and then all of a sudden you got this courage, because that's how it's going to feel when Jesus get here. And, you know, he put that power and glory on us. It's going to be like all of a sudden you ain't afraid no more. You know what I'm saying? But that's also how I feel when I say the name of Jesus. Just saying that name, I feel something coming on me. I feel a strength coming on me, the power coming back. Oh, God, I'm preaching right now.
There's something about the name Jesus. There's something about the name Jesus, yeah. It is the sweetest name of all. Oh, oh, I know. Oh, how I love the name Jesus, yeah. Oh, how I love the name Jesus.
So we got people who are in the truth, who follow God's laws, commandments, and statutes, stating that they themselves have called on the name of Jesus and got the victory. Another argument, I'm kind of answering some of the questions and comments, really the negative comments. I'm trying to show you how they were completely incorrect in all their negative comments. You know, first they say, you know, oh, it was the devil. Now we just proved that it wasn't the devil because the devil ain't finna heal you. The devil ain't about to, you know what I'm saying? Then one of the other comments I saw people say was, well, you know, your name is your name and your name never changes, right? So I'm going down that rabbit hole, right? Because your name, they say your name never changed. How Jesus' name changed? Names never change. Really? They don't? When I was a kid, when I was born, they called me Pimpy. That's what they called me. Pimpy, get here over here. I knew that was my name, Pimpy. Then they started calling me Pimpy Lee. Then some people I got older, they called me Pimp. Look, listen, I'm going somewhere. Then they called me Lil Leo. Now, my dad's name was Big Leo. They say, Lil Leo, get over here, Lil Leo. You know, come on, somebody. Then I joined the army. They called me Private. I'm telling you all my names. I knew it was my name, Private. Get over here. Then they called me Specialist when I got promoted. Specialist, get over here. Then it was Sergeant. Sergeant, get over here. Sergeant Dunson, get over here. Then some people to this day still just call me Dunson. You see me out, people say Dunson. You see me out, people say Sergeant Dunson. When I was in Alaska, people called me Honest, O-N-E-S-T. Even my own daughter called me Honest. Oh, your names don't change? Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. They don't hear what I'm saying. I'm about to go somewhere, right? All of these names and titles referring to the same person, me, Leo, like a synonym, which has the same or similar meaning. Let's see if Jesus had names, other names that he was called by. Throughout the entire scriptures, Mark 6:3. Is that not the carpenter's son? So just like they said, Lil Leo, is that Lil Leo? Is that Leo's son? If you go over to the Middle East, which I have, went to Iraq for a year and a half, they call people by their father's name. Matter of fact, my uncle Eddie said he used to call him Eddie Leo. Oh my God, they don't hear what I'm saying. Talking about because his brother. Listen, it's Mark 6:3. Is that not the carpenter's son, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Judah and Simon? People used to refer to their kids by their brothers and their sisters, by what group they in. Oh, ain't that what's the name brother? Ain't that Carlos little brother? Ain't that Leo little brother? That's how people used to refer to people. Look at this, Luke 4:22. All spoke well of him, because it's about to get good, and marveled at the gracious words that came from his lips. Isn't that Joseph's son? So we know they called him Joseph's son. We know they called him the son of God. We know they called him the son of David. Right. We know he had these different titles. So y'all say, oh, no, Leo, those are just titles. But I can hear him right now. Leo, those are titles, but Jesus is not called by another name in the Bible, but he's only called by another title. I hear him right now. I hear it. I can hear it. I can see the comment already. Those are titles, Leo, but Jesus is not called by another name. Yeshua is not called in the whole Bible by another name. Really? Let me prove that to you. Ezekiel 37:24. This is about to get real. I will save them from all their apostates by which they have sinned, and I will cleanse them. Then they will be my people, and I will be their God. Here we go. My servant David will be king over there. Wait a minute. David? Who the heck is David? Wait, we all know that David right there is not talking about King David. That's talking about King Jesus. And all throughout the scriptures, Jeremiah 30, Hosea 35, and many other places in the Bible, does it call Jesus directly David, not David's son or the son of David. Look, let me read Jeremiah 30:9. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king. Who's our king? Christ. Jesus is our king. Yeshua is our king, right? So why is here they're calling Yeshua David? Because it's a synonym. It's synonymous with Yeshua, just like Jesus is also synonymous with Yeshua. But there is something about the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
causes debates. It stirs controversies. Like I said before, I never thought I would be living in a time when we would say Jesus, even me. You know what I'm saying? I never thought that it would be a time where I'd have to whisper it to some. You know what I mean? You go ahead and say, yeah, Jesus. This is a new office. I'm in a new office building right now, and I don't even know how the walls are right now. And I you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, Jesus, you don't know if you want to. You know what I'm saying? Lord, I'm preaching right now. Look at this part right here. Malachi 1 and 11. This is a prophecy of the Bible about the name, in the Bible, about the name Jesus. You tell me if this prophecy is about the name Jesus, or is it about Yeshua or Yahweh or Yahawashah. You tell me who this prophecy is about, which name this prophecy is about. Malachi 1 and 11. For from the rising of the sun, even into the going down of the same, my name shall be great amongst the Gentiles. Now, we can go to Iraq. We can go to Europe. We can go to Russia. We can go to Italy. We come to the Americas. We can go anywhere in the whole world. I'm about to preach right now. I got a few things I got to say about this name right now, because this is about to blow your mind. What name is greatest amongst the Gentiles, amongst the nations? You keep going in the same scripture. It says, in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name, and pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen. Continue saying that my name shall be great among the heathen. My name shall be great among the Gentiles. My name shall be great amongst the nations. Is Yeshua great amongst the nations? Is that name known, prominent? Yahawasha, Ahaya, Messiah, all these names that I cannot pronounce, are those names greater than the name of Jesus? That should end the entire argument right there. You know, one thing I learned about people that's in the truth that make me so much different from any of them, when I heard them preaching online on the street corner, the word of God, I submitted to the word of God immediately. Once I heard, I said, oh, yeah, that's the word of God, I submit. When they hear the word of God, they can hear the actual full-blown word of God, and their stubborn and stiff-neckedness will still not submit to it, will still not submit to it. So what name is greatest amongst the Gentiles? Let me prove Jesus is the greatest name amongst the Gentiles. Did you know on Twitter, they have trending topics? Trending topics. You can go on Twitter right now and something's trending. Elon Musk is trending. The new Tesla truck is trending. Whatever is trending, they have it in a section of Twitter where things that are trending. And whatever is trending at that time is the most talked about thing around the whole world, right? Check this out. Did you know the name of Jesus is the most trending name and topic at all times forever on Twitter? So much so that they had to take it off. I guarantee you to know that. The name Jesus is the most trended name of all time. It trends at all day, all night, worldwide. Millions of people tweet the name Jesus every second of the day. So much that they do not put it in the trend. Just like the Bible is not on the Amazon bestsellers book or on the New York Times bestseller sellers book every year, because the Bible sells more than any other book in the whole world in the history every year by far. So if they were to actually do the New York Times bestsellers book every year, the real ranking, the Bible would be number one every single year. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. So if they would, so they just take it off the list because every year it's just going to be number one. So they take it off the list to allow other books to be number one. Point being is this: same thing with the name Jesus same thing with the name Jesus on Twitter and on Facebook and on the trending. So it's proof. Psalms 86 and 9. All nations thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. There is something about the name Jesus. They tweeting it in Brazil. They tweeting it in America. They tweeting it in Africa. They tweeting it in Europe. They tweeting it in Iraq. You better hear what I'm saying. There is something about the name of Jesus. And like that Jay-Z and Nas song, I'm sorry, but I am not sorry this message offends somebody. I really am not. Because I personally know, without a shadow of a doubt, that Jesus is real. I was, when I went, when I was in a prison cell you weren't there with me. When I was in Iraq, you were not there with me. When the IEDs blew up and the shrapnel was flying, it didn't come near me. You weren't there with me when I was homeless. You weren't there with me when I was growing up in East Oakland poor and didn't have nothing to eat. You weren't there with me when I was being raised by a drug addicted mother and a drug addicted father. You weren't there with me when I had no money. You weren't there with me when I had no car and was on the bus. You weren't there with me when my ex-wife took my daughter from me. But Jesus. But Jesus. But I've been talking to my little brother about this. I said, where were we at? You understand what I'm saying? Like, what happened when we come in the truth? Because I really, truly believe this is my testimony. I really truly believe it in many, many ways that this has happened to me just as much as this happened to you. You come into the truth and you learn, and we learn, that we are God's chosen people. Lord, help me preach this thing in the last days too. And our stubborn, stiff-neckedness allows us to decide to no longer worship Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. They got the towels wrapped around their heads, but they ain't got no Jesus. They got the Hebrew letters all over their clothes, but they ain't got no Jesus. They got the fringes down to the floor, but they ain't got no Jesus. It doesn't matter how much law you have if you do not have no Jesus. You got to understand what I'm saying. And how I know I'm telling the truth is because Deuteronomy 28:1, and I always struggle with this, says that if you follow my laws and you keep my commandments, you will be blessed. Do any of them wearing the fringes look blessed to you? Tell the truth. We finna get down to the core. Look, we finna get to the real on this one. Does anybody that you see with Israel in their title and Yahamashiach and Ahamashach and all these fringes on and all these Hebrew letters, do any of those people look blessed to you? Tell the truth. Do any of them look blessed in the city and blessed in the country? Tell the truth. You might see one or two, but I'm talking about as a whole. If the scriptures were supposed to work, if the laws are real, if God is real, then his scriptures should be working real in our lives. And it says if we're keeping the commandments, then we should be blessed. And don't tell me that you can't be blessed personally while your people are cursed, because if you go to the Apocrypha, Tobit was blessed while his people were cursed. And I can go over many other people that were blessed while our people collectively were under the curses. But you're getting off my point. I'm trying to show you something. The scripture says that you should be blessed if you're keeping the laws, commandments, and statutes. Them people look blessed to you? Oh, I was finna go on so many tangents right now, but I don't want to veer off. Matter of fact, look, let me veer off real quick. I don't want to veer off. But look, you know the scripture that talks about how you cleanse your house from demons. And then the demons leave. But then the demons come back to see that you didn't fill the house with anything. So then they go get 7 more demons to come back. And they say the man was worse off than he was before, right? Because at first it was just one demon. Now he go get a bunch of whole legion of demons to come back. That's how many of these people that are in the truth look to me. That's how many of them look to me. Many of them look like, and they know I'm telling the truth. They don't want to hear what I'm saying. They know I'm telling the truth. They don't want to hear. Go look at some of their before and after pictures. Some of them look better off before they came into the truth. I'm about to do a whole message on that in a minute. I'm going on a tangent. Some of them look better off. Go look at some of these people post their pictures before they was in the truth. And look at the pictures with all the Hebrew letters and all this stuff. Now they look homeless. Mm-mm-mm. But the scripture said you're supposed to be blessed. You said you're keeping the laws. So why are you not blessed? See, you can lie to the people online, you can front online, but you can't front to the Most High. You can't front to the Most High. And I'm about to show you why you're not blessed. Because all have fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned. In the eyes of God, no matter how many laws you keep, you are a sinner. But Jesus, if Jesus was inside of you, then instead of God seeing you, he would see Jesus. If you was worshiping Jesus, if you had the spirit of Jesus inside of you, then when God seeing you, he would see Jesus, and then you would be blessed, because greater is he that is in me than in he that is in the world. Do you hear what I'm saying? A lot of people make it seem like, and this is the last, and I'm finna get up out of here. This is a long one, but I was gonna do this on my exclusive channel only. I might post it. I might post some of it, clips, who knows? But look at this. A lot of people make it seem like you can only have either the laws or Jesus. You can't have both. And I would like to ask the question, that is Jesus a part of the laws? That's the part that we're missing. Jesus is a part of the laws. Christ is a part of the laws. You keep making it seem like that if you just follow God's laws, you don't have to have no Jesus, that you do not have to worship Jesus. But all have fallen short of the glory of God. That's why he said that ain't nobody come to me. No, I mean, nobody go to the Father unless they first come through me. Nobody. That's what he's talking about. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't getting no blessing. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, in the last trump, when the trumpet shall sound, you ain't getting nothing unless you got Jesus. Oh, my God, you better hear what I'm saying. And this mortal gonna put on immortality? Not without Jesus. while you were yet still sinners, he died for you. Even in your ignorance, they do not know what they do. You know what I'm saying? He's telling that you don't know. That's how you're writing right now. Yahamashiach and Yahamashiach. Father, don't worry about it. They don't know who they deny him. Even in their sin, I'm still going to die. Oh, my God. What was I going with that? I'm trying to show y'all something. How you can be blessed. Oh, that's what I'm trying to show y'all. We have separated Jesus from the law. And this is why we're not blessed. Period. Let's put it like that. Why you see that Black Israelites, when they come into the truth, the reason why you don't see us blessed is because we have separated Jesus from the law. And Jesus cannot be separated from the law. Matter of fact, we know that he came to fulfill the law. Matthew 5 and 17, do not think that I have come to abolish the law of the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them, meaning that they are one, really. Everybody always look at it like, oh, we came to fulfill the law. We just came to fulfill the law of sacrifice. No. I am. Me and the law are one. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Me and the law are one thing. You can't separate me from the law. And he said, he continued saying, very truly, I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. But we look at that and just say, oh, Jesus is telling us to follow the law. No, I am the law, fool. Oh, my God. You got to hear what I'm saying. You get what I mean? So look at this. Check this out. Jesus followed the laws. And he's quoted telling us to follow the laws, right? What is sin? Sin is the breaking of God's laws, commandments, and statutes, the transgression of God's laws, 1 John 3 and 4, and also Leviticus 5 and 17, doing anything of the forbidden of the Lord's command. So when we sin, Jesus died for our sins, right? So, oh my God, I hope y'all hear. I hope I haven't went too far off in this. No, I haven't. You're still here. You still get it, because I'm trying to show you how you can be blessed by following God's laws, commandments, and statutes with the Jesus. Don't think that you have to separate Jesus from God's laws, commandments, and statutes. Jesus is God's laws, commandments, and statutes. He's a part of it. He's in it. He's in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He's a part of it. He's not separate from it. But we are making it seem like that. Because one guy wrote, now you're preaching the message of Jesus, and you're going away from the laws. No, that's crazy talk. We're not going away from the laws. We are preaching Jesus with the laws. That's what we're preaching. We're preaching Jesus with the laws. Oh, God. Mm-mm-mm. Lord, I'm preaching. The penalty for sin, for breaking God's laws, commandments, and statutes is death. But God in his mercy made it possible for us to make recompense for our sin. But God in his grace gave us the ability to atone for our sin. Look at this, Leviticus 5 and 5. When anyone becomes aware that they are guilty in any of these matters, they must confess in what they have sinned. As a penalty for the sin they have committed, they must bring to the Lord, I'm paraphrasing, a sacrifice as a penalty for the sin. Christ is our sacrifice. Leviticus 17 and 11 says, for the life of a creature is the blood, and I have given it to you to make atonement for yourselves on the altar. It is the blood that makes atonement for one's life. Hebrews 9 and 22 says, in fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Without the shedding of blood, without the sacrifice of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. Christ is our sacrifice, eternal, forever, infinity sacrifice for our sins. That's why some believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Some say that Jesus is God. Oh, I don't even want to get into that, right? Because how much more, and there's a scripture on that, how much more is Jesus' blood worth than the blood of bulls and goats? Because you can sacrifice a bull or a goat to forgive yourself, to pay the penalty, to recompense, the restitution for your sin. So how much more would the blood of Christ be worth You see what I'm saying? It would be worth covering all of our sins forever and ever and ever. Without Jesus as our atonement, we cannot stand before the Father and be blameless. Christ came, Romans 9:3, I'm not even going to read it. But Christ is our sacrifice for our sins. And you know, we got many, many scriptures on that. Matter of fact, in my book, Shameless Plug, God's Laws, Commandments, and Statutes, the second chapter is about Christ being the sacrifice for our sins. The gospel of Jesus Christ makes atonement for the laws that we cannot keep. The gospel of Jesus Christ makes restitution for the laws that we didn't keep or have not kept. The gospel of Jesus Christ cleanses our conscience from acts that lead to death. So we should no longer have a troubled mind. Remember the guy said, oh Lord, what did he say? That I hope that we are found worthy when God get here, but we are not worthy. He is worthy. You see what I'm saying? We are not worthy. He is worthy. That's why the scripture says that we can go boldly towards the throne of God. Because when God sees us, he's not going to see us. He's going to see Jesus. Jesus. I didn't go too crazy on this one. I hope I didn't go too long, but I know I did. But I want you to understand that even while we are cursed collectively as a people, you can be blessed personally. This is a fact in the country and in the city. I ain't trying to hear that crap. These fools talking about the devil was the ones that gave it to you. Listen to this. Not when you yelling Jesus. You understand what I'm saying? And I have learned. I have truly learned that we are not waiting on the Lord, but that the Lord is waiting on us. Call on Jesus. Let him fill your empty house. Let his spirit be your spirit. And anything you ask for will be given unto you, and you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you. Amen. 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 Shalom. Shalom, guys. Talk to y'all soon.
Thank you for watching and thank you for listening. If you would like to send an offering, please send it to leodunson.com/donate. You can also go to Cash App, money sign Leo Dunson. And may the glory of God and his blessings be upon you.